What's up, everyone? Oh, welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We have four races to talk about today. I guarantee
Four.
Emma didn't watch Formula E, but I watched both Formula E
Oh,
races.
Monaco.
There's really only one race in our minds, though.
Miami.
Miami.
That was a good race.
That was a great race. Probably my favorite of the season so far.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. There were so many overtakes. Like I loved it. It was good. Anyway, I did not watch Formula E. I did keep up with F1 Academy, and I did watch IndyCar and Formula
Yes,
One.
F1 Academy. So there's actually five races.
What was the other race?
There's two Formula E races, doubleheader.
Oh, you're right. If you
I'm
want
right.
to be practical like that, then there was also a sprint race. So six races.
No, a sprint race is not a full race. FE does two full races.
You're right. Okay.
But there was a sprint race. We technically could talk about that too. I don't have much to say on the sprint. I'm really happy that Kimi qualified on pole for the sprint. That's actually unbelievable since he just got his like road license in January. He's so good.
Yeah, I think
Oh my God.
what?
A bright yellow Cybertruck just drove by my window.
Yellow?
Bright yellow.
That's a choice.
Ick.
It's not a
Okay,
good
sorry.
choice. No, all good.
No.
I had put on the sprint qualifying at work just because like it was just on during the time. And when Kimi got pole, I was like, I had to like stop myself from like screaming and jumping. Like I was so excited for him, and like we're not crazy Mercedes fans, but that's Kimi Antonelli. He's 18 years old. Like
I might be one this year. Like they're so good right now. He's so good right now.
they both
George,
are. Like I don't understand what Mercedes is doing, but it's working. And
I
so
know.
it's like the sprint was unfortunate, but like he didn't end up converting that pole to a win, but even just that was a huge accomplishment. Like,
Well, and yeah, he didn't convert it to a win, but like it was wet. And for some reason, P1 in Miami starts on the outside line, not the inside line. So you don't actually get the best starting position.
you don't have an advantage there.
Right. So he kind of was at a disadvantage. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like this kid's gonna be so good. And his Netflix movie just came out, documentary movie just came out today. And I am so pumped to watch it.
I didn't know it was out today. I thought it was out next week. Okay, I'm gonna go home and watch it after the Jets game.
Oh, I guess, sorry. May 5th, which I thought was today. It's tomorrow.
Okay, well, now I'm less excited, but I'm still gonna watch it. I'll watch it this week. I've heard great things about it. That and the F1 Academy show, because there were screenings for that, like I think the first episode or two, and then the Seat, which is Kimi Antonelli's documentary, there were screenings for it in Miami, and so we had a bunch of friends that went to both of them and like just heard great things all around. So I'm so excited. Like this is it, that I'm so excited.
Truly, like I don't know, like Toto, why did anyone even question him? Like why?
Because I mean I still understand why, like I still questioned it when they were like, we're bringing in a rookie to replace Lewis Hamilton. It was just like, in what world is that a good idea? Like, but now I'm like, now I will never doubt Toto again. He looked like
No.
such a proud dad when Kimi got pole, and like Kimi was just so cute and so excited in the car. Like my heart just like, I just want good things to happen to that guy. That's it.
And they will, because
You know.
this is just the start of a long, successful career for sure.
Amazing.
You know who it didn't take long?
What?
Oscar. He only joined F1 3 years ago. This is his third season.
Is it actually
Only
just
third
only his
season.
third season? No.
He is now, I forget the stat. He's the first, well, I think he said the first Australian driver to win three consecutive races. And McLaren hasn't done it for so many years. Also, they're the first team this weekend to finish 1-2 in both the sprint and the feature race, which so that's never happened before. So that's really cool.
Damn. Yeah, Oscar leading the champion. Sorry, Oscar leading the championship. It's like, I not what I expected, but
No.
I'm here for it. I like McLaren. I'm just like, I thought Lando was their number one driver this year, and then Oscar's given them absolutely no reason not to, absolutely no reason to like not choose him. Like, I just.
Yeah, and I think that they haven't really had to make a choice these past couple races because Lando had an issue with Max, and I think that he didn't have a great start, and I think that that's why Oscar was able to get ahead and get such a lead. Max ended up having Lando and Max ended up having a fight behind him. Oscar was able to get into clean air and essentially just take off. So the field closed up, of course, during the safety car, which was a fortuitous safety car for Lando like multiple times this weekend, and going in Oscar's or against Oscar multiple times this weekend, so that kind of sucked. But he was able to hold on to the lead, pull it out. He like bravo, brava, A plus.
I will say the safety car in the sprint race like had me on the edge of my seat because like had Lando not pit at that certain time or like had that call not happened at that specific time, like Oscar would have kept the lead. But then the safety car came out and like there was what, 3, 4 laps to go, so it was just automatically given to Lando. They couldn't race. But yeah, then today as well, the safety car just was not on Oscar's side. But then but I know we're jumping ahead, but like McLaren had like a beautiful like double stack like pit stop, 2.2 and then 2.3 for it. So, but I thought that if the safety car wasn't going to come out, part of me thought that they were going to try to pit Oscar first and give Lando the advantage. But then that, I mean, technically that did end up happening, but it was like more of a like a double pit scenario. It wasn't like a undercut scenario, which was great. Because I'm like, I feel like at that point with the race, how Oscar's performing, you can't now turn the cards and like, or turn the table and like benefit Lando. Like, this has to be Oscar's race, which
No,
was
it
a
was
good move.
Oscar's race. There was really no conversation of like, what does McLaren do? Like, I didn't hear that much on the broadcast. It was definitely Oscar's race. But again, like, we'll just jump around for this one, whatever. But there was a team that had an issue with a driver swap.
Holy Lewis Hamilton. He's funny on the radio.
So.
And like it, I don't even know. Like, so first of all, I thought we were gonna get like a through goes Hamilton moment again when it was Carlos and Charles, which gave me anxiety on a whole nother level because like those
Oh
two were
yeah, me
teammates
too.
last year. I was like, this kind of hurts to see them fighting.
These two? Yeah. Hurts my heart.
Hurts to see. But then they were fighting and then Lewis just like almost completely went through to pass both of them, but didn't wasn't the case. Charles got the lead. Lewis right behind, not race lead, but like they were P6, P7, P8 or something like that. And Lewis, I feel like at that moment, like definitely had more speed, more pace. And it was a good call for him to be like, put me in the front, like switch positions. But it took them way too long to make that call. Like, and Lewis was just getting so pissed on the radio, rightfully
Well,
so.
what happened was they didn't tell Lewis. They told Charles, we want you to swap with Lewis, but they didn't even ask Lewis if that was like okay, or like ask or tell him that that's what they were going to do till after. So if you heard Charles's first radio message, he was like, are we going after Antonelli? Because Kimi was in front of Lewis at this time. And there was like a confusion or whatever on the radio. Like Lewis hadn't got the message that they were going to swap. So then Charles radioed in again and was like, are we going after Antonelli? But at this point, Kimi was only like 3.5 seconds ahead of Lewis. So it was kind of odd because I felt like there was too much of a gap to swap
Like,
and
do you
then
mean
attack.
like swap back? Because it was Charles and then Lewis, and then they swapped, and then they eventually swapped back when it wasn't working.
Well, when they swapped back is when Lewis got sassy on the radio. Yes. Because that, so after Lewis let Charles through to go attack Kimi, they had told him also Sainz is 1.4 seconds behind you. And that's when Lewis said, would you like me to let him pass as well? Like that's what I'm talking about with like the sass on the radio, which like, I mean, I get it, but I felt like it was just a weird decision from Ferrari because you lose so many milliseconds by doing a driver swap, and they already were 3.5 seconds behind Kimi. So I felt like, and Carlos was was on their heels. So I felt like it was just a weird move. Like they didn't have the pace to go after Kimmy, both of them. And now you're putting them in a position where now Lewis has to defend against Carlos. And like the Williams is fast right now. Like it is. Alex finished P5 today. So like it wasn't like it was a layup. I don't really understand the strategy call by Ferrari.
I don't think they understood the strategy call. I don't think they knew what was best. Like, and you have both of these drivers saying different things to their engineers on the headset, and it's like they're okay. So Zach Brown said something at the beginning of like before the race started. He was like, "We have ran through every single scenario. We know we are prepared for everything." I don't think Ferrari does that.
No.
I think they come up with four or five plans, maybe, and if it doesn't work out, they're like, "We don't know. Sorry." Like that's what I think happens in the Ferrari garage. They don't know what's going on.
The only reason that I think differently is because I feel like we've heard Charles on the radio in past years go like plan F or plan G.
That's fair, yeah.
Like you just don't know what you're going to get with Ferrari.
But yeah, Lewis was heated today. And I think like he had, I don't know if it was him that made the call back to China or if it was the broadcaster that made note of it, but like they had a position swap a few races ago, but Lewis had made the call because he's like, I know I don't have the pace, let Charles attack. And I think Lewis was expecting that same like teammate like work. And like, I think he was hoping that Charles would be like, I don't have the pace, let Lewis through. And like, Charles obviously didn't do that. Like, that wasn't going through his mind. And so Lewis was then annoyed at Charles and Charles's engineer for not making that switch. Like, he literally said, like, this is bad teamwork, guys.
Yeah, I did hear that.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't recall that he would have been calling back to a couple of races ago, but you're probably right. Those things don't really leave those guys' brains. Like
It's like,
you're
okay,
thinking
well,
about it all the time.
like we're not in China right now. We're in Miami. This is a different race. Like, anyway, I just, yeah.
I don't know, man. Very interesting. And like Ferrari as a whole, like, well, I haven't heard anything about upgrade packages. We need an upgrade package. Like
They needed it 2 races ago.
yesterday. Yeah.
How did Williams outqualify both Ferraris? How did they like I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. Like, I don't know
I know.
what sort of like Twilight Zone we've stepped into where the Williams are literally fighting the Ferrari and the Williams are doing better than the Ferraris.
I
Like,
know.
I don't get
I
it.
saw.
At one point I was like, what if Alex gets a podium? Like he is chasing.
Did.
Like, I honestly, like, I'm expecting him to get a podium now at this point in the season. Like, and I
Yeah.
didn't expect that when we started.
No, you didn't. I remember.
I'm so sorry to James Vowles who said that they'd be fighting the Ferraris. Like, I laughed at you. I'm so sorry. This is my
Yeah,
formal
everyone did.
apology. I'm so sorry. You're right.
Everyone laughed at him, but look, he looks like a genius right now. Just to kind of put this the finishing order out there. We have Oscar, who wins his third consecutive Grand Prix in a row. Then Lando, George, Max P4, Alex P5, Kimi, then the two Ferraris, and then Carlos and Yuki. So there's double Williams points in there.
Yep.
That's great.
That's
Yuki finishes P10, so we do get a yoint. At this point, like I don't even know what else there is to say about the second Red Bull seat, because I feel like at this point we know it's like not necessarily a driver issue and it's a car problem, but like
Well, yeah, I mean, looking at how Max is performing this year, Max is is the best driver on the grid at the moment, and
for sure.
he has no control over that car. Like, he
Yeah.
was falling back. He could not. As soon as Oscar overtook him, like, he was gone. And it was like a complete reversal from what we've seen in the last few years where Max gets the lead and then he's out
Yeah.
having a leisurely stroll for the rest of the race.
Yeah,
Like,
no, you're
Max is
right.
not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a car problem, which then goes back to it's like, okay, then was it fair really to give Liam the boot that quick in when we know it's a car problem? Absolutely not.
We said it like how many episodes ago, and we'll continue to say it now. Like that wasn't fair. And unfortunately, it's a really unfortunate for Liam that that it took that for people to like recognize that like it wasn't him, because Yuki was starting P19 in the sprint. And then now today he finishes 10th. And I think that may be, I could be wrong, his first point in the Red Bull.
Well, I think he only started 10th too. It's not like he made it up any positions.
Right. It's just not like it's not good. It's just not good.
It's not
It's
good.
not.
They should
They
have,
got
you know what? They
it.
should have just driven the Lego car. They probably would have done better in that one.
Holy fuck! Can we talk about them?
I listen, whoever came up with the idea of giving these grown men full-size Lego cars to drive, give them a raise. Let
With
them
two
be
seats.
in charge of every single driver parade ever from now on. That was the best idea. That was the most entertaining thing to watch. I don't usually watch driver parades. As soon as I
Me
saw
either.
these Lego cars, I was like, I'm all in. Let me see what's going on. That was the best thing in the entire world, and I'm so happy for it. Like, I loved it.
And two seats, like that's so fun.
I think I saw a stat that it took like 400,000 Lego pieces, and that like each car had a team of like 26, 25 people building it, like thousands and thousands of hours to create these pieces. Like, props to those teams. Like, that's insane. Have you tried putting together Lego any like recently? Even those small cars, those 700 piece cars, I can't do it. I get so frustrated. I can't do it. You're building a that like pretty much a scale model of these F1 cars, two seater F1 cars.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was so good.
They were so happy. Like, you know what made me laugh the hardest?
What?
George Russell trying to overtake off track.
I know. Like, they were fully racing in these things. It was like, and it's because it's nice because the driver parades, usually it's just like someone random driving them around, or it's like them on a big truck or whatever. But like, no, like, this is what we want. Like, this is the most, and like, Miami upped their game this year. It was so good. Also, I want to talk about Miami. So, we, if you remember a few years ago, we had issues with the Miami Grand Prix, and we were just kind of upset at like the people that were invited that were going. This year, seeing how many like F1 content creators that were invited and were out there making the content that should have been made from like the inaugural Grand Prix, like a complete 180, like bravo all around. Like Visa, Cash App, RB, VCarb, like they that this was their weekend. Even though they had a horrible weekend, like this was their weekend. Like, they did so good with their content creators, with the influencers, with the livery reveal.
Delivery.
That is how you do a special livery, like a
For
one-off.
sure.
And then to like so it was bright pink to go with their new summer flavor Red Bull. Like, absolutely. Are you kidding? No notes. And that Red Bull flavor slaps also. I think we both tried it
No,
and
I
we're
have
like,
one here. Yeah.
this is everything. Like, this was such a good weekend all around, and like, I wish VCarb had points to show for it, but everything that they did was just like, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I want to see for like a race of this spectacle. Like, we know it's a huge event. Like, we know there's going to be people there, and like, you had F1 content creators there. Like, that's what we want, you know? We don't,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I will say I have thought a lot about that video that we made a few years ago because, well, it did really well on TikTok and it got us noticed by Coda and was probably like our first like viral video, I would say. It also probably means we'll never get invited to Miami, but and I've thought about it and I've thought like was that a good take or was that a bad take? Because our take was that these teams, it was teams, it wasn't F1. They were partnering with TikTok creators mostly that had no knowledge of Formula One, which is fine, but there was no monitoring the content. And some of the creators were going online and saying, like, calling teams wrong names,
They didn't know when
saying,
the
like,
race was. They
they
thought it
didn't
was a
know when it
Saturday.
was. They were like, oh, I'm so hungover, I don't even want to be here right now. And it was just not a good look. Like, it just was not a good look at all. And we had said at the time, like, there's so many creators in the motorsport space that deserve to be there. And we thought in place of those creators that were honestly kind of making a mockery of the opportunity they were given. And I've thought a lot about it. I'm like, was that fair? And you know what? Like, I saw some people doing like parody videos on TikTok this week, like pretending that their influencer is attending the Miami Grand Prix and they were kind of doing all the same bits that we were talking about. And I was like, okay, so other people saw it. Like other people did see it. And at that time, I think it went viral because Tart also did a Miami trip and people were not happy about it. So I feel a little bit validated in that. And that now we see how successful it can be when you like there is a mixture of of non-F1 creators that were in Miami, celebrities, athletes, but then they had this amazing creator class that they brought in that just did like amazing. It was so good. Like so good. People from all over, and they all created different content, and like a lot of them are our friends, so like yeah, we're a little bit biased, but I just thought it was so well done.
No, it was great. No notes. This was a great weekend. I didn't have FOMO until I saw Timothée Chalamet show up.
Yeah, so Josh saw him, hey?
That's wild. They were in the same area watching the race. What would you have done if you just saw Timothée Chalamet like watching the race?
He
Like,
doesn't have that effect on me, I will say. If that just gets on you.
I think I just love him like as an actor. Like, I'm not like,
Yeah.
if it were Tom Holland, I would have passed out kind of thing.
So that's what I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you, like, I didn't know that you were a Timothée Chalamet fan, but when you were like, oh my God, he's here, I was like, so if it's Tom Holland or Timothée Chalamet, like, which one are you
Oh,
taking?
like Tom Holland for sure.
Okay.
Like I just
Okay.
like I like Timothée Chalamet. Like I think he's a great actor. I think he's like funny. Like yeah, I think I probably would have like been more calm and I probably might have tried to have a conversation with him. Tom Holland was there. No. I think I just would have like absolutely not. And I will say this though. Okay. Tom Holland's best friend, Harrison Osterfield, who I love also, was in Monaco this weekend for Formula E. And so that for a moment I was like, why aren't we there? Like I'm in
Yeah.
love with this man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? There's one person that I would have freaked out at if I was in Miami and saw, and that's Madeline White. I love her so much. So like
That's she was there. And I didn't
yeah.
know Madeline White was a huge Haas fan. She
Hostile?
like Haas. Like
Well, I know
that's her
she
team.
worked with them, but I don't think that's her team. She's a Ferrari fan.
She was on the pre-race grid walk. Ruth asked her, like, who are you rooting for? And she was like, Esteban Ocon, and like Ollie Bearman. Like, I don't want them to get the points. Like, she was like really, really rooting for them, like on live TV.
So
I
I
don't
will say,
know.
I'm pretty sure she was there today with them, so
That's
that could
fair.
have a. I follow her. I've followed her for years, but she is primarily a Ferrari fan. But like Haas and Ferrari are like
That's fair. And I kind of
sisters.
forgot it was sisters. Did you say sisters?
I said sisters.
Okay. I forgot that Haas, this was like kind of like a home race. Like it's American
Yes.
race. It didn't even cross my mind.
Did you see the video of Gunther Steiner getting like pulled off camera? He was on the grid doing, he does media stuff now, and he was on the grid, and he was walking, and someone was doing a video. I may have even been like Sky Sports doing their broadcast, and you could just see him in the corner getting pulled out of the shot, because they're like, you can't walk there, dude. But it was really funny just
So
because it's,
funny.
yeah.
That's fair. Gunther
I
was
do want to
just
address one thing. So I am not a gritty apologist. I really hate it. But I will say, for those of you who are confused why Oscar grittied after he won the race, it's because earlier in the weekend, he did content with Justin Jefferson. He's an NFL player. You know, the NFL shenanigans, they do the gritty after they get the touchdowns and all the other fun things that they do. And so he actually taught Oscar how to do it. And then I'm fairly certain he said, like, I watched the whole video, but I can't specifically remember, but I'm fairly certain he said, if you win, you have to gritty. So like, and he was really like, Oscar, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't like, you could tell when he did it that he didn't really know how to do it or whatever. So like, he only did it because he made that promise or whatever to Justin Jefferson. It's not like it's an, I mean, it maybe it will now become Oscar's thing, but like, yeah, it was like cringy, but like, that's why.
it was really cringy and like watching it because I'm like that is not Oscar like you like that's he lost a bet for sure like that's why he had to do it but that explanation makes sense. I didn't see the content that he did with the NFL player so now that makes sense because he got
Yeah,
out of the car
adding
and I was just
context,
like
because you're right, that's like so not Oscar Piastri to
who would Isaac would I think
do.
I could see Isaac doing it. If any of them were to gritty, it'd be Isaac.
Well, I would have said Danny Rick.
I don't see Danny Rick grittying though. Like that is such a Gen Z, like almost like Gen Alpha thing that like that's not Danny Rick.
I don't know. I feel like he would have, but I actually think Esteban Ocon would instead of Isaac.
You're right. Unironically too. Like
Unironically, yeah.
he said SC besties on the podium, baby. Like he would just do it and not think about it for another 24 hours. And then he'd be like, why did I
Correct.
do that?
Correct.
Do
Yeah.
you think any of them would dab if they won?
Max and Danny used to dab all the time.
That's true, they did. Speaking of Max, Big
Congratulations. I don't
Daddy.
know. Big Daddy.
Yuki would say, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy Max Verstappen. Congratulations to Max and Kelly, who welcomed their beautiful daughter Lily into this world. People are a little confused when she was born because they said Max was away on media duties because Kelly was having their baby. But he
Max.
said in an interview that it had happened a couple of days earlier. So that's just Max wanting to get out of media duties, as he should. He's a dad now.
Yeah. No, I think it didn't happen on media day because then he would have flown out to Miami from Monaco that day, which is that's like a 6-7 hour time difference. Like that's not
It
you
was,
need a
yeah.
few, like I know some of these drivers don't believe in jet lag, but like that's still a lot, especially if you're with a new baby. Like no. So I think that it was a few days before media. But congratulations, Max. Like he's actually a for real father. Do you think this might like push him to retire?
Okay, we can't have that conversation. We had that conversation weeks ago. We cannot have it.
I think it will.
Okay, I'm not answering.
Don't know. It might.
Yeah. I okay, so one thing I did learn, this is like actually really funny, okay? So Max has two cats, Jimmy and Sassy. Everybody knows Jimmy and Sassy. Okay. He now his daughter's name is Lily. Jimmy's, Sassy's, and Lily's are three of the biggest clubs in Monaco.
Yep.
I saw the tweet that I saw. I'll find because I want to give credit where credit is due. Oh, it was a TikTok. F1 Anastasia Mayer. And she said, don't know if there's any coincidence in this, but Max Verstappen has cats Sassy and Jimmy. His daughter is Lily. Monaco has three big nightclubs, Sass, Jimmy's, and Lily's. Like he didn't give names based on nightclub names, right? But then also the Amber Lounge is another really big one. That's probably the fourth big one. So now they're like, if he has another child and his name is Amber, that's what he's done, which is really funny.
I respect it. That's so good.
Really funny.
That That's so good. I
Yeah,
knew
and another Lily.
I knew about Jimmy and Sassy's. Like I knew that those were two lounges, but I didn't know that about Lily, so that's pretty good.
Did you go to any of those clubs when you were in Monaco last year?
Jimmy's.
You went to Jimmy's?
I was very overwhelmed. I didn't stay long. It's
Yeah, I
not.
think I would be too. And you're traveling by yourself, so I think that
Yeah.
would have been me too.
Anyway.
Yeah. Very funny.
Wow.
But another Lily is added to the grid, which now we have Lily Oscar's girlfriend, Lily Alex's girlfriend, Lily.
That's
There's
it.
another Lily. No, I don't think so.
I saw a oh, where'd it go? I lost it. One sec. Come on. Let me find it. Oh, where to go? It said like Toto said something that the PK Verstappen name is like a great marketing tool. It's been a
Did you see
week.
what Christian Horner said?
What did Christian Horner say?
Okay, I want to make sure this was legit, but I'm fairly certain he said, with those jeans, if it was a racehorse, it would go or it would be worth a lot of money.
That's so fucking weird.
Okay.
No.
Formula1.com does. Quote Christian is saying, when you think of Verstappen and Piquet, if it was a racehorse, it'd be worth a fortune.
Please don't compare a newborn baby to like a racehorse. That's so weird.
Weird.
And also like Toto saying like the Piquet Verstappen name is like great. I think he said like the term like for marketing use or marketing promotions. Like the baby's a week old. Like
Yeah, I mean, we knew
let's
that though. Like, we knew that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
Christian Horner, stop, don't give him a mic.
know. Weird. So weird. I'm just happy Helmut Marko wasn't asked about it. Or maybe he was and I didn't see it. Keep it out of my life, please. I don't want to see it.
Let the child just be a baby.
Let her live.
Literally.
She literally was just born. Just let her be.
I can't believe Max is actually a dad like that. I think I forgot until like a few weeks ago that I was like, oh, right, like Kelly's pregnant.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anything else happened in Miami? I'm trying to look through my notes.
Oh my gosh. I wrote down some stuff because I didn't want to forget because there was so much going on. Oh yeah, I literally wrote Lego Driver Parade, Lily Verstappen, Kimi Antonelli, the seat. So we've got all those. Fernando had a shitty weekend. Getting
Yeah,
off.
that Aston Martin is the worst car on the grid, I swear to God. It is
It
like,
might be.
it's so bad. And Fernando, like, I don't even know what happened to him. And he just spun complete, like, 180, was facing the wrong way. And even the broadcasters were like, why? Like, that wasn't very Fernando Alonso at all. Like, what
No.
happened there?
Yeah, I
Like,
don't know. And then in the sprint, he did have a little bit of an issue with Liam, which, like, those two just have to stay out of each other's way. Like, I swear. If I see another Fernando Liam incident, like, I just, it's tough. But yeah, I don't, I, Fernando and Lance, like, I still don't understand. Well, maybe it's changed now, but I still don't understand how he was in the top 10 for driver standings because that car is so fucking bad.
I love Lance. I don't understand how he's like the top Aston Martin driver right now. Like,
Yeah.
I don't, and I am just pray, like, I am just holding on until next year with the new regulations with Adrian Newey. Like, I'm like, I this year's a write. I'm wearing an Aston Martin hat right now, but like, I can't. It's so hard. I can't. It's they're so bad. Like,
They're so bad.
how are they this bad? How do
Yeah,
you have
I
a world champion as in on your lineup and you're this bad?
Mean, I don't want to say it, but like I'm gonna say it. Is it like time for Fernando to go?
I had that thought today, like while we were watching the race, I was just like, and that he did that 180, and I was just like, well, okay, buddy, let's get out of the car for a second and let's reevaluate what we're doing with our life. Like, not that I want him to retire because he is a legend. He is a good driver, but like, is it going to get to the point where we see Daniel Ricciardo hit his prime and then just like keep going down and down and down until it's just like sad? Like, are we there with Fernando Alonso? Is it like, should he have stayed retired back in 2018, 2019, like that season? Should I don't like, I it just, it may be time to just
I
hang
don't
up the
know.
suit,
Maybe.
my guy. I
Like
don't know.
this season so far, it's not one race. This season so far has been really bad for him. So like, I don't know.
I don't know. And like, what if it doesn't get better next year?
What
I
if it doesn't
don't.
get better for the rest of this year?
I
Okay, so actually on the topic of Aston Martin driver contracts, this sparks another big conversation, but Miami was ex extended to be on the F1 calendar till 2041.
That's a weird year, but okay.
That's a long fucking time. Unfortunately, it means when you add a race for a long time, certain spots get taken off or alternate, which I didn't even know what they did. But what happened here was it was also announced that Zandvoort was going to be canceled, which to me makes less than 0 cents because Max Verstappen pulls the biggest crowds. And from people that I've spoken to, not even people in the motorsports community, people that I've met who travel, they have all said that Netherlands has the best race because it's so easy to get to. Like public transportation allows you to get to and from the race really quickly and efficiently. And it's a great city to be in. I've heard amazing things about that race. That's unfortunate. And like, it's Max's home race. Like, why would you cancel that? Stupid.
It's insane.
Spa is now put on rotation.
Also, doesn't really make any sense. Like, that's such a historic race on the calendar. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's on rotation? And like, so is this the last year for Zandvoort, or do we have it until next
I
year?
don't know how long their contract was, so I'm assuming I don't know how I don't really know, but so okay, if Spa's on rotation, that implies that another race will also be on rotation.
I guess so.
Which other one? We don't know. Maybe they're also talking about Imola being like either canceled or put on rotation or something. And I'm like, I don't know. But the funny tweet, this is why I thought of this. The funny tweet that I saw was someone, and I don't know who it was, I'm so sorry, said Miami has a contract as long as Lance Stroll.
It's not going anywhere. Lance isn't going anywhere.
No.
2041 is such a strange year.
Strange, right? Well, it's
20,
15 years,
I
so.
guess, yeah. But that's a long time.
It's a long time.
2041, what year is it? 2025? That's another 16 years. Hannah,
Well, 15, because today's race is done, but yeah.
how old am I? I'll be 41
Yeah.
when Miami has to be up for like contract extension. I'll be 41. I could be dead. That's
At 41.
maybe.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Can we talk about Cadillac F1?
Yes, I'm excited for this.
So there was an event in Miami, which I think I was a little bit confused, and I think people were also a little bit confused because I think there was going to be more of like an announcement, but like Terry Crews was just there as the like MC of the event, and I don't really think that they like gave much insight into what's happening with Cadillac F1 except for like a logo and some branding.
See, I saw their video that was posted yesterday, and I'm gonna like, and I saw it today. So if you can see it, it's like space kind of themed. And I was like, oh, sick. They're doing like a Star Wars Day kind of like crossover because, May the 4th. And then it was just the Cadillac logo. And so I don't really know what's going on. I don't know. There wasn't really anything.
There really wasn't anything.
Like, what do you. I don't know. Maybe something
I thought
happened.
they were going to make like a driver announcement or something.
I thought they were like, I don't know. Like, they didn't really do anything. It was just like them talking about what we already know. Like, this video says bold, innovative, relentless, Cadillac Formula One team. That's it. That's all. That's all we
Like,
got. Can't
we know
wait.
more about like we literally know more about the fake Apex team than we do Cadillac F1.
They're bold and relentless. That's it. That's all we know, I guess. Yeah, we
I
got
don't know.
nothing from Cadillac, but it seemed like a cool event. But, like, what was going on? What did they give
And
us?
Terry Crews, he's just
There.
he's a driver, or like what's happening here?
Terry Crews, put him in the car.
Put him in the
Absolutely.
car.
There's so many rumors about Checo coming for Cat like signing for Cadillac. Like, it's
Really?
all I can see is Checo signing for Cadillac. And because Mexico, that race was there, they're now extended for a few more years, that people are now thinking it's because Checo is in talks to come back, which would make sense to extend Mexico because that would be his home Grand Prix. So,
It would
like,
make sense.
I don't know. There's so much talk that goes on in the Formula One world, and like, this is just speculation at that point, but it is interesting that like Mexico's now confirmed to be extended. And like, what if Checo does come back? Then that just makes sense. It's good numbers.
No, you're right.
Who knows? Checo and Terry Crews. That's the driver
Go
line.
and cruise. Oh my God, can you imagine the height difference? I actually don't know if Terry Crews is tall. He just gives tall energy.
He's so tall, I
He
think.
must be tall. He
He's
must be.
tall. He's tall.
He must be. I used to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine religiously. I'm pretty sure
Yeah,
he's
and
tall.
he's tall. Because he said everyone else was puny. Like, I remember him using the word puny all the time. Why do you, what? What's up?
Lance Stroll did something that made me smile this week.
What did he do?
He was being asked questions. I think I don't actually remember which social media outlet was asking him, and they asked him who his dream celebrity would be to take on a hot lap, and he said Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler.
I know you do. That would be your answer.
I
Listen, Lance is getting better with the media, okay? Like, he was creating some content this weekend. He was having fun, tossing the football around. Like, I'm here
He's
for
getting
it.
better.
I'm just hoping that the driving gets better at some point because it's really hard out here. I'm struggling. I would take this hat off and just throw it on the ground, but my hair is not it. So the
Most
hat's
of the
the problem.
time, the hat is not for the branding. Most of the times, it's for the hair.
It's for the hair. I Charles hat. Anyway, you want to talk about IndyCar? Anything else for Miami?
We can talk about IndyCar. I don't really have a whole lot to say.
I will say that this is the third podium in a row for Christian Lundgaard. He's a top Arrow McLaren driver. Are you kidding me right now? I
I
forgot he was an
mean,
Arrow McLaren driver until the first race of the season. You know, like it still doesn't like click in my mind. Also, there was a part in the broadcast where they were talking about Christian Lundgaard and they were talking about his girlfriend, who I guess is not a professional golfer, but like a golfer. And Christian was her caddy this past weekend. And then they were like, because it was part of the track when Christian was trying to pass the number eight car. And with IndyCar, again, like you don't have to move out of the way if you're like, if there's a lead car coming up, like you can stay on the track and like defend that position, even if you're like, so even though like Christian was going to lap this car, like they don't need to move out of the way. Anyway, so they were talking about how his girlfriend was going to come and grab a number three iron and like start whacking on the eight crew to let her man pass. Like that was like word for word what the broadcaster said. And I was like, what are they talking about right now? And then I'm sorry, can I just say that they had like a quote unquote moment of the race before the race even ended. And it was Santino Ferrucci not crashing.
Yeah, well, we know who chose that.
Like his literally he had like a little slip up, and I get it. Like driving the IndyCar is hard. You have no power steering. Like you need to be fast. Like you need fast hands. Like you need to be in control of that car. And so like the moment was Ferrucci fixing his own mistake and not crashing. Congratulations, you did your job. That's the moment of the race. How about that freaking overtake? Like how about VK in the Dale Coyne finishing P4? That's moment of the race. Ferrucci not crashing. Shut up. Sorry.
Like I said, we know that Townsend Bell chose that.
I was just like, do they have, is there like a, is it written into the contract that they need to talk about Santino Ferrucci for like a specific amount of time during each race? Because I feel like every single time I'm watching, there's something about Santino Ferrucci that like is not relevant to anything that's going on at all ever. Shh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a contract thing or if Townsend just fucking loves him as much as he seems to,
I
because
guess.
yeah, it doesn't make sense a lot of times. But yeah, you know what? I hate to say it. I am ready for ovals though, because Alex Palou is unstoppable on a street and a
Road
whoa.
course. Road and street. You're right.
Street and road course. Yes, no, Callie just texted, sorry.
Oh my God. You guys, wait. Okay. I found it. We interrupt this IndyCar talk to bring you a special announcement. There's always a member from the team to accept the Constructors' Trophy, and McLaren sent up, or whoever who accepted it on McLaren was Luis McEwen, the team CMO, who's been with them for a few years. She took McLaren's strategy to the next level. She's worked with other teams before, but this is the first time in like years that a woman has been on the podium and like accepted a trophy on behalf of the team. Like, we don't see this in Formula One. This is huge. You
That's really
guys,
cool.
that's so exciting.
That's
That's what
so
we
good.
want to see.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
awesome.
I'm obsessed. Sorry, I saw that and I was like, wait, I need to find out more information.
Good for McLaren. I mean, it caps off a successful weekend. That's a great move. It's A plus.
We can go back to IndyCar. I'm so sorry for that special.
That's okay. I don't know what else to say about IndyCar. I would like to ask you if you know who Louis Foster is. I'm convinced you don't.
Louis Foster is. I
Boston asked
interviewed
us
him.
today, who is Louis Foster? And you said, I don't know, a driver.
Well, that was a joke. He's a driver.
I
I
was
know.
like, okay, she does still doesn't know.
He's RLL.
Correct. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. I needed to make sure.
I know who Louis Foster is, don't worry. Now I'm scared
Okay.
I don't. But know who he is. He's a driver. He's very nice. Chatted with him for a bit in the media pen, like bullpen in Long Beach. He's very Gen Z, is like what I can say.
Boston also said he was very nice. So I don't know where Boston would have saw him because he was in Barber today, at Barber today. But anyways, anywho.
I don't have too much to say about IndyCar except Alex Palou is literally the best
That's
driver.
what I was saying. I was saying I'm done with road and street courses because they're just the Alex Palou, there's Alex Palou's
One man show. That's it.
one man show pretty much. And like I'm ready for
Give me an
ovals because
oval.
there's just more going on, more parity.
Give me an oval. That's
Yeah,
it.
I never thought I would have said that.
I know. Isn't that wild? That like I want an oval. And the next, the
Isn't
only
that
oval.
wild?
But the next oval coming up is the 500. Like that's we have the IMS like road course and then the 500 and that's it, which is also insane to think about that it's already the month of May because that means also Monaco Grand Prix is coming up and they've introduced the the mandatory two stops. So that's going to be interesting to see. A lot happening in the month of May. It's stupid, but I'm here for it. Frick, what else I was going to say. I don't know. They were talking about Rinus VK a lot on the broadcast just because he did have a really, really good race. And like he was the last driver to be signed for the 2025 season. Like Dale Coyne swooped him up at the last possible second. And for him to like be fighting pretty much with Scotty Mac for half the race, absolutely like masterclass, incredible. And I love Scotty Mac, but to see Rinus VK on the podium would have been incredible. Like that's all I want.
I
And a Dale
agree.
Coyne.
In a Dale Coyne. Like, that's unheard of.
Unheard of.
Yep. Really happy for him and for that team. People, the members of that team are so nice. They deserve the world. So,
You really are. And FE, did you watch FE?
I did watch Effie. Both Effie races were really good. Sebastian Buemi won today and jumped off, I believe, the highest diving board in that Monaco pool that he could climb, which is really cool. Yeah, also Effie, like I won't say too much about Effie because like there were there's just like we're coming to the end and I got a hockey game to watch, but they're both really good races and Effie's just like interesting. Like it's just so interesting because like you said last week, like the cars were a little bit smaller, so like watching them on track in Monaco was like there was overtakes. Like it was exciting. Also Jake Dennis got his first podium of the year. Love Jake Dennis. Norman Nahto got his first podium of the year. He was really thankful because Norman Nahto is, if you're unaware, he's really good friends with Charles Leclerc and the Leclerc family, and he was friends with Jules too. And he reminded everyone that his first podium in Monaco came this weekend, which I don't know how many years ago it was, the same weekend that Jules scored his first F1 points in first his first points in F1. So that was really special for him. He's the nicest guy. Both him and Jake, when they were teammates at Andretti last year, they were the best. And yeah, so also FE just put out a documentary called Formula E Driver. It's called Driver on Amazon Prime. It follows four or five of the guys. It does follow Jake Dennis, follows Mitch Evans. Those are two guys that I really like. It follows
Does it follow last season?
no. Actually I'm unsure. Antonio Felix da Costa, that's who.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and those are great picks for like guys to be part of the series, and I'm really excited. I haven't watched it quite yet, but I'm so pumped to watch it because those guys have really great personalities. When I met a few of them last year, I was like, this is they do need a documentary because Formula E is underrated. The racing is so quiet. It's very efficient in more ways than
But it's
one.
still good.
And
Like
it's so good.
it's racing still, like, and it's still exciting. I forgot to mention with IndyCar, just because Formula E will they'll do their attack mode, and you can see like how much they have left in the attack mode. For the first time ever, I swear to God, an IndyCar, we actually saw how much push to pass they
Yeah, you're
had
right.
left in the drivers. Like how much,
Right.
like it, I would. It's kind of like DRS, but DRS is only for like a specific part of the track. So it's better compared to his attack mode. Like they have a certain amount of time and a certain like extra amount, 50 to 60 more horsepower. And so we could see that for the first time to like see how much drivers had left to use for the race. And like I have been wanting that since I started watching IndyCar. You know what I mean? So it was so exciting to see that. And we only saw it for like 5 seconds, but I hope it comes back because it was like, it just makes it so much more interesting to be like, how much, like, what do they have left? Like, Lungard had like 7 seconds left to use, pretty much. So
So
anyway, props to Fox for that. Like, that was
yes,
good.
that's huge. Also, one more note. This is huge. McLaren, Neil McLaren from FE just literally quit.
No. It wasn't a quit. So they only had a contract up until the end of 2025. And if
Oh.
they did it to like get their foot in, just like help the team and like kind of, branch out in the motorsports world. But they chose not to extend their contract with NEOM. So now NEOM has to find a new title sponsor, which is fine. Like, that does happen in motorsports, but it's not like they just up and decided to be done. I think they want to focus more on, because they're in IMSA, right? And so they think they want to focus more on that and like IndyCar and Formula One. Like, they have spread themselves very, very wide. And so it makes sense that maybe they're going to cut back a little bit. And like, NEOM itself is a very good team, and like, they'll find a new title
Yeah,
sponsor and
like
it's
the team
fine.
is still there, just McLaren. Well,
Is no
okay, so a
longer the
lot of the
team.
headlines that I have seen, this is the media, right? McLaren quits Formula E. I've seen that from multiple different publications. So yeah, okay, I guess I'm wrong.
They're staying
But
till the end of
they
the 2025 season. They've just decided not to extend their contract to as title sponsor, which is totally fair. But yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, what? Like, no, there has to be more into this. So yeah, that's the explanation.
okay, got it.
Which,
That's perfect. Thank
I
you.
mean, I like seeing the papaya in other
I
motorsports,
like
but
it too. I actually quite liked how McLaren was growing this global motorsports brand, which obviously, like, they are global. F1's global. Like, you
But
don't need
different,
F1 to,
everything.
like, but yes, to have, I've always appreciated that they had a foot in each series so that fans of McLaren F1, and no other team really does this. So, like, maybe Ferrari in
What?
WEC, but like, to have, if you're a fan of Ferrari and F1 and you're going to an IndyCar race for your first time, you have someone to root for. If you're a fan of Arrow McLaren and you're going to your first FE race, now you have someone to root for. It's just like it's the name carries and can give you like a sense of like, I don't know,
Familiarity, like, it's like, yeah.
global marketing in a way that, yeah, I don't know. I think everyone understands what I'm trying to say,
I get
but
it, but yeah. Explanation: they're not quitting, they're just not renewing.
got it. Clear.
They're like, we're done, bye-bye. Which makes sense. Yeah, that's it. I don't have any more
I
news.
That's all I got. There's probably a lot that we're forgetting. We are recording immediately after Miami because we have something else really important going on tonight, which is game fucking seven of the first round of Stanley Cup playoffs, the Jets and the Blues. I'm okay, I will say, so when this is out, I'll either be a really happy person or a really unhappy person, but I think I'll be really happy because the Jets have not lost at home. I know the atmosphere in Winnipeg, and I know they will not lose in front of that crowd. Like, they will not. The city is too hyped up. The arena, they respond so well to the hype in the arena. They will not lose at home.
They can't.
They can't.
Anyway, so the game seven
And
starts
game
in
seven starts in
5
15
minutes.
minutes.
15? 5?
Yeah, I have the clock on. It says 17 to the puck drop once they do all the pre-game sh stuff.
If you listen to last episode, last week before, I said that my dad yelled at me when we played golf. He texted me saying 100% I did yell at you. So he
Okay,
agreed.
good. Some things is just like it happened or it didn't. It's black or white.
Quickly before we end this, any hyperfixations?
Yeah, a lot for me. What do you have?
For me, honestly, it's the Jets. Like,
Yeah.
I like the playoffs. I went to the Whiteout. I did post on Track Talk, which was really cool. I worked with like my job, like my actual job, Tourism Winnipeg, to get some content, which was fun. But yeah, I think like playoffs, like we're like, this is it. Like, I just need to watch the game. Like, I'm just looking at the clock and I'm like, I need to go home and watch the
I
game.
know. I know. You'll have time to get home. Yeah, so my hyperfixation is the first round of the NHL playoffs. I think I said last week I would watch it all, but specifically the Jets. And I have been making, okay, so the first two games that I went when I was at home with my parents, we went to different restaurants around town, and both games we had nachos. And at one of the restaurants
Is that why
downtown,
you're
we had these.
making nachos all the time?
Yes,
Okay.
that's yes. So my hyperfixation right now is nachos, making my own nachos, because They won the first two games. I ate nachos both times, guys. This is how insane I am, right? And then I was like, okay, well, I have to keep going. They have lost while I've made nachos, but they've also won while I've made nachos, so I can't stop. And I'm making them in a very specific way because one of the restaurants that I was at downtown made them without like beef or chicken, but with beans, corn, and olives, and like guac in the middle, and seasoned chips, and they were so good. And I also discovered, which we don't have in Canada, this is also like, this is insane, spray or like squirt sour cream.
That's we don't have that in Canada, but I've gotten it in the States
Don't
before. I love
have
it. I love that stuff.
I'm
Can
obsessed.
you bring me home some before we come
Yes, I am obsessed. So I also like to make my nachos and make them all like visually appealing with my like squirt sour cream. And I'm making good homemade guacamole too. Like honestly, like that's my hyperfixation. I can't stop making nachos. I actually have to go right now so I can start making my nachos for the game. I will say this is our last, guys, thank you so much for sticking with us. This is officially our last remote episode. I'm coming home this week.
Thank God.
Thank
I'll
God.
clean up the other half of the podcast studio. We'll get you back in here.
Maybe I
It's so
shouldn't say
much
last.
nicer when Hannah's like in
4 months.
person.
Yeah.
I miss it.
In like 4 months, I'll have to be back remote, but
But we have 4 months and it's good.
I'm so excited.
Amazing. Okay. Well,
Okay.
this was officially the f month of May kicking off.
We are Track Talk.
Catch out for now.